It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis was in Grand Junction Monday for a bill signing ceremony, and his visit brought out different groups of protesters. A handful of people demonstrated against vaccines. A new state law requires that parents who do not want to vaccinate their children take an online class or get a medical professional to sign a form. Boone Savoca doesn't like that law.
I think vaccinations are very unhealthy, personally, and I think I should have the right to say whether or not I have one. And I think the so-called COVID-19 plandemic is being used to scare people into doing that.
Plandemic is a reference to a viral video that shared debunked information about COVID-19. The governor met privately with the new Western Slope Social Justice Group Monday. Here's CPR Stina Sieg.
Representatives for Right and Wrong, or RAW, spoke to Polis about several issues, including a push to reduce racism in local schools. Since forming about a month ago, RAW's organized several peaceful protests in Grand Junction's first Juneteenth celebration. For RAW's Jay Freeman, who's Black and has a new baby, the movement gives him hope.
It makes me feel like one day my son won't have to have the same conversations or go through the same trials or tribulations I had to go through. So it's making me feel very good, and when I go home and I look at him, it makes me want to go harder every day.
He says he recently changed his family's last name to Freeman to replace a name that originated from a slave owner. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The penny horse rides at Colorado Kings Superstores may be sticking around after all. Eddie Bennett runs Roundup Music Company based in Sterling, which owns and maintains the horses. He says Kings Supers asked him to remove the rides this spring, but then changed course.
Since the news coverage and everything and a lot of support come out on Facebook, they've asked us just to pause the removal of them until they can determine what they want to do with them.
King Super's parent company, Kroger, did not respond to a request for comment. A young bear burned in a wildfire west of Durango last month is recovering. Wildlife managers found the bear with burns on its feet. Colorado Parks and Wildlife reports that the bear's bandages will come off soon and it should be released in the coming weeks. Fire danger is high today around Durango with a red flag warning and temperatures near 90. This is CPR News.